Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Don, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for taking the time. Outside of what took place yesterday, we've had we're heading towards the break. First full impressions on what we've seen of Caitlin Clark and how she's improved.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think she's only continuing to rise as she gains more familiarity with her teammates and vice versa there. Turnovers are still high. But, I mean, you look back at this last week, and it's been really, really impressive. And the surprising thing, if anything, is the one game they lost is the one you would have almost guaranteed that they won. But they've beaten three powers. You talk about New York, Phoenix, and Minnesota. And those have been some of their best wins and some of their best performances of the season. And it all starts with her. They're putting the ball in her hands more. She's now the WNBA's leader in assists per game. And she's been a big reason why the team is 9-3. Since mid-June.
Scott Agnes is here with us. When you think about a team that started the season 1-8, and you just talked about their turnaround, were they just victims of that packed schedule? Is it familiarity? How would you weigh that out?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the former. And on top of that, there's not much of a break before you get into the WNBA season. Caitlin went home for a week, and then training camp started. So she's really not had much of an off season since you go back to probably September, October. And then you play that vicious, inhumane schedule with 11 games in 20 days with a group that doesn't have much familiarity together. You don't have practice time. You're basically playing every other day. And that was just set up for failure. You get why they do it, even though it didn't prove to be successful from a basketball standpoint for the Fever. It was certainly a dollars and cents success, I think, for the entire league in terms of exposure. And you consider the fact that the Fever have had the top rated, 10 of the top 11 rated WNBA games. That's all been a huge success. And now it continues. There has not been any wavering from that support. In fact, it's probably picked up even more as they continue to win and more people are tuned in, which basically almost is guaranteed probably 2 million viewers for any nationally televised game, which if you asked me a year ago, that's probably about 4x what anybody would have expected for any W game.
And Scott Agnes is here with us from Fieldhouse Files. You talk about the fact that she hasn't had a break since prior to the college season. When you think about this break that is WNBA break, which is about a month long, what is she going to be up to? What is the team doing? Anything? What is she going to do?
Yeah, I think they all will be taking a week, couple weeks off. I know she has a vacation planned and well-deserved right there, too. But then I think they'll get a week to 10 days to get after it again with kind of a second training camp, or maybe a full one for the first time for this group. And I think that will be incredibly valuable and impactful for this bunch. And the key thing too for them is they haven't really had a stretch of injuries. We've seen several teams face that. They have not. It's only been to reserve Temifec Benle, and that's just about it. And so the fact that they've had a healthy roster has been huge, and now they're, after playing on Wednesday, they'll have a month between games, and they think that will be really valuable to a team that is really already advancing, I think, quicker than we all thought here in this first season with Caitlin a part of the bunch.
You talk about her upcoming vacation, well-deserved. Would you say that there is a slim to any chance that she ends up on this U.S. Women's National Team?
I do, just because we got, first of all, have to be tracking Diana Taurasi. She has missed a handful of games, including a rematch against the Fever here recently in Indiana, and did not play in that one. They are a team that is bothered by injuries. And so Caitlin will certainly already be in Phoenix coming up this weekend, because of All-Star Weekend, and I don't expect anyone to have to bow out due to injury, but we saw that just a week ago with the men's team with Kawhi Leonard, and so I don't think you should rule anything out.
And Scott Agnes is here with us from Fieldhouse Files. When you think about the attention that she has garnered and the criticism that she's received here on the professional level, from when you started covering her, have you noticed any changes in her? She still hasn't said or done anything controversial. She hasn't lashed out. It seems pretty even. Is it that way when you're seeing her on a daily as well?
Oh, absolutely. If anything, she's loosened up a little bit. I think you're getting some fun playfulness out of her, whether it's with stuff that's been going on, or a lot more press conferences with her teammates rather than alone. I think they're enjoying those a lot more, or just the way in which questions are phrased. Maybe she'll answer them in a playful way. And so I think that's in recognition of how more comfortable she's getting. And maybe she's trying to let her guard down just a little bit. And in large part too, that's because they're basketball questions. They're about what's happening on the court rather than contrived questions about how she should save the world or why she hasn't already, or things like that that just do not make any sense. And she hasn't had to face any of those silly questions, in my opinion, over the last 3 weeks or so. And that correlates with this win streak, too.
Well, Scott, you talk about the turnovers, and you said she leads the league in assists. We know the turnovers are still high. What do you attribute that to outside of a little bit of inexperience here?
Yeah, that's one thing. I think the length and quickness and speed and the angles that defenders play at, you just can't replicate that, and it's much higher than it is at the college level. So I think that's the other thing. I think she is gambling a little too much. I mean, you looked at the last game. She turned it over on just a basic, maybe telegraph bounce pass going to one of her teammates on the first play of the game. That one's got to be cleaned up. Some of them aren't always on her either. She'll throw it ahead and put it in the pocket of her teammate, and they'll fumble it out of bounds, or she'll slice a pass, when a teammate's making a 45-degree cut to the basket and they fumble it away. So I think it's slightly higher than probably what is real. But that's, if anything, that's the biggest thing that she's needing to improve upon in the next year or so.
It's Scott Agnes here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. As we continue on with the season post-Olympics, we didn't even hit the break, and there's so many conversations about Rookie of the Year. Angel Reese went on that amazing streak, the double-double streak. Caitlin Clark has upped her numbers and moved into triple-doubles and what have you. What are your thoughts as the season continues on in August? I say, hey, why not create a bigger story? Give them both Rookie of the Year, co-Rookie of the Year.
No, you can't do that. No. What I make most of that is people are paying attention enough that they're trying to discuss an award like that. I think any of the awards, it's far too premature to even discuss. We're not even to the All-Star break just yet. But I think that just shows the level in which people are now finally paying attention to what Caitlin is doing out there. And in large part, trying to compare and contrast. And in doing that, you also try to create rivalries a little bit. And again, that generates more interest. And so I think that's the overwhelming takeaway there. To me, I'm not sure how you look at what the Fever are doing. You see how Caitlin's usage rate and how impactful she has been. I'm not even sure stats can put it into words and describe exactly what she's doing. But I've just been stunned that it's been a discourse probably for the last month when we're barely halfway through the season.
Well, Scott, you want to talk about a team accomplishment right now? The Fever is sitting at seventh. The top eight teams make the playoffs. You have the Chicago Sky right behind them at number eight.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on what a playoff run would look like? And we're going to get Caitlin Clark in the playoffs. I think that's almost a foregone conclusion, barring injury.
That's the hope. And going into this season, that's what they were talking about. I think they were smart to set realistic expectations, and that was just get to the playoffs. They're wanting to make, you know, a steady incline in the direction they're headed. But things have been very dark, been very gloomy for this franchise in the last 10 years. And so that would be a significant step for a group that back in the day with Tamika Catchings, I think made 11 straight postseason appearances, which is a WNBA record. That's what they're trying to get back to. Could they make a postseason run? Perhaps, maybe win a series depending on the matchup and injuries. But realistically, this team is not a contender, and they're just trying to experience that for the first time. Very much so, similar to how Tyrese Haliburton and the Pacers. That's exactly what this season was about for them, and they were ultimately able to exceed all expectations as well.
So how does this team, Scott, get better? Are they going to have to draft a player in the summertime? Are we looking at free agency? Does this young group grow into being even better together? How do they step into that, I don't want to say Liberty Aces spot, they've been killing it for years now, but how do they continue to ascend?
Yeah, first thing is I expect them to have a really good draft pick this year, so you want to hit on that. Second of all, you'll have growth from within, in particular your last two number one picks. I think a big reason early in the season why they struggled was Aaliyah Boston was just a shell of herself in the first couple of weeks. She even had to get off social media and just try to focus on herself and go into this year with a refreshed mindset. She got to that. She was the outstanding performer in the last game, in fact. As much as we talk about Caitlin, it was Aaliyah Boston, I think, like 18 points and 16 rebounds and a big catalyst in that second half the other day. So I think it's improvement from them. And then on top of that, here's the thing I'm curious to see. What veterans are watching this and watching sellout arenas and watching them play on national TV basically every game, and they see Caitlin and they see the way Caitlin gets them the ball, and say, I want to be part of that. That's the thing I'm most intrigued to be watching.
Yes, Scott Agnes joining us from Fieldhouse Files. Well, we got one more game on Wednesday against Dallas. What the heck are you doing for the next month? You get a chance to relax just a little bit?
Not yet, man. I'm still on the go. I'm currently here out in Las Vegas for Summer League. I'll directly head to Phoenix to cover the All-Star Weekend and USA Basketball Women. Then maybe heads home, but keep in mind, I got Tyrese in Team USA, so we'll be following along there. But you do hope things begin to ease back and you're able to play catch up on some stories and look ahead to the schedule release here in less than a month.
Hey, Scott, always keeping busy. Well, thank you so much. Where can people follow you and your work with Fieldhouse Files?
Yeah, just fieldhousefiles.com and at Scott Agnes on social media.
Hey, Scott, appreciate you, man. Safe travels.
You bet. Thank you.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
It's been a three-year wait, but the Olympics are back, and the CBS Sports Podcast Network has you covered with everything happening in Paris. It's a new era for the U.S. women's national team, and Attacking Third will tackle all the women's soccer action. First Cut will keep close tabs on golf, while Beyond the Arc will follow the U.S. men's basketball team on a quest for another gold. And We Need to Talk Now will provide comprehensive coverage of women's athletes at the Olympic Games. Follow and listen to all CBS Sports Podcasts for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.